Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Think of the time we had, the moments truer now. It won't last. I don't wanna wave goodbye, shout out a thousand times. I love you till the moment dies. What am I gonna do? I can't survive. That you love to dance, but you don't know how. It doesn't mean that we can't try. Fix me in your twilight eyes, so we can make a moment last.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And school's back.
School is back.
How lively is it around here all
that
of a sudden?
That sentence strikes terror into the hearts of most.
It was funny on Tuesday when I was driving to work. I could see all these kids at the bus stop just looking absolutely miserable.
It is that time of year, you know. I'm glad I'm not going back to school, personally.
me too. So we are Fleur and...
Christian.
And we have been doing this gig for nearly...
7 years.
Nearly 7 years, and we now finish each other's sentences.
We're on lock,
We're on lock. So if you're new to UBC, welcome. It's a great campus, and what a beautiful sub we have here and a wonderful studio.
And you're listening to an absolutely wonderful radio station, too.
That's right. With some wonderful hosts.
Yeah, and great shows.
We're very self-congratulationary.
Yeah, not modest at all.
So Are You Aware Music has something to say profiles music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. And what that means is we profile either the artist's social justice work or philanthropic work, and they've said something about how they feel with regards to positive social justice messages on their song, or we just like the song and then we highlight their philanthropic work.
It is amazing the number of musicians that have a positive aspect to what they do.
Yeah, pretty much. It's very rare when we're doing our research to find a musician that hasn't at least done one benefit concert or you know, contributed something to some charity.
Music is a great way or a great tool to cause change, right?
It's a gateway drug to cause change.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
So you, over the next school year, will hear us every second Thursday, 6 till 7:30 p.m. And we'll be trying to get people to come in and interview through, you know, different nonprofits to highlight their work, try and get some artists in to chat about what they're doing.
Who do we have coming up here in a couple,
November.
A couple weeks?
In November.
Couple months. Sorry, yeah. You know me and timelines. I'm not good with schedules.
We have Music Heals coming in at the end of November. So that's going to be exciting. They're a foundation that raises money for music therapy work around BC and throughout Canada.
I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, and actually the fun tidbit, the executive director that will be coming in, Chris Brown, actually used to have a show at the same time slot as us years ago.
You didn't tell me this.
Did I? Oh, sorry, bud.
Leaving me in the dark.
I know, it was a surprise.
Wow.
So
it's a homecoming of sorts.
It is. I mean, I think he was out in 2006, so a year before we started. So
we took over for him.
We took over for him.
Oh, this will be cool.
Yeah, so it'll be a bit of a nostalgia. And also, like I said, guys, you know what? UBC has some fantastic volunteering opportunities. You know, come out and get involved. And obviously, come out and get involved in CITR. We have some great training. We have workshops. And you can be a volunteer DJ like Christian and I.
Yeah, that's right. And if you ever want to come and chat with us, maybe sit in and check out the boards when you're doing things, let us know.
Yeah, we'll be here every second Thursday, 6 till 7:30 p.m. So go to citr.ca if you want to learn more, or just come down to the amphitheater section of the sub and
make faces at us through the window.
Watch us in our fishbowl.
Yeah, that's right. So why don't we talk about what we kicked the show off with?
That would be a good idea.
Yeah, let's do
it.
Go,
son.
Yeah. So we played a Canadian band that was singing a song about good old America. So that was Winter Sleep with their track called America from their latest album called The Great Detachment, which was released this past year. They're a great indie rock band that formed in 2001 in Halifax, Nova Scotia, where I resided for a short period of time. I got to add that. The band received a Juno Award in 2008, so they've had some decent amount of success. And The Great Detachment is their sixth studio album. They were actually in our neighborhood this past summer. They played Pemberton Music Festival in July, and they're actually kicking off a European tour as we speak. No other Vancouver dates or Canadian dates actually on the schedule right now, but
that's a bit of a shame, but hopefully
it is
soon.
Yeah.
And we've played Winter Sleep over the years numerous times, and I have to say this album is maybe, I dare to say, one of the better or even the best.
It's great, and I absolutely love that track, America, as well.
Could that possibly be on your best of at the end of the year?
I wouldn't push it that far, but you never know. You never know.
So we're going to go back in time. Come journey with us back in time. Our next band we're playing is R.E.M., which...
I gotta say this. I've been listening to R.E.M. a little more frequently lately.
Really? Me too. Isn't that
funny? I don't. Must be something in the water.
I don't know. It's just that time of year. Maybe R.E.M.'s a bit more melancholy, a bit more... I don't know, introspective. So
are you saying they're one of your fall bands?
Yeah, I might even be saying that out loud.
Hey, I love it.
So they formed in 1980, which means that their band is probably older than a lot of our listeners.
They formed around the same time as my personal band.
You
myself.
Coming into the world in Athens, Georgia. God, there obviously was one of the first popular alternative rock bands, and the song we're playing is a beautiful song called Night Swimming from Automatic for the People, which was their eighth studio album, and it was released in 1992 and sold 18 million copies worldwide, and it's widely considered one of the best records released in the 90s. And in 2007, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which was actually their first year that they were allowed to be. I don't know if there's like a time frame where you can't be inducted until you're a certain...
I'm not sure either, but it's the first time they were on the ballot then, I guess, right?
Yeah. And then, unfortunately, REM disbanded amicably in September 2011, announcing their split on their website.
Yeah, that was a sad day.
I know.
Yeah, but all good things do eventually come to an end, don't they?
I guess.
Maybe.
What
maybe
are you telling
not,
me?
Maybe.
Are we finalizing our relationship on air?
We'll talk about that later. REM, they've been fairly philanthropic over the years. They helped raise awareness of human rights violations in Burma when they worked with the Freedom Campaign and the U.S. Campaign for Burma. And Michael Stipe himself, fairly political, the lead singer, that is, for those that don't know, ran ads in 1988 supporting Democratic presidential candidate and Massachusetts governor Michael Dukakis over then Vice President George H.W. Bush. And in 2004, the band participated in the Vote for Change tour that sought to mobilize American voters to support Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry as well. So been both the band and Stipe been fairly political and pushing out their preferences as far as which side to vote for in the past.
I'd say they're probably safely in the Democratic camp.
Yeah, that's a given for sure.
Yeah, well, I hope you enjoy the song we're playing next, which is Night Swimming. And thanks so much for listening and coming back to school. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Swimming.
every street light a reminder. Night swimming deserves a quiet night. Deserves a quiet
night. Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You've got it. It's the return of the 14th annual UBC Farm Aid. Farm Aid brings together UBC community members of all ages to celebrate community, local food, and local Vancouver talent. Featuring vegan, vegetarian, and low-impact beef burgers, farm-fresh corn and organic UBC farm veggies, a beverage garden featuring a local brewery, a children's area with face painting, bubble wands, and more, free tours of the Center for Sustainable Food Systems at UBC Farm, and tons of bike parking. And there's lots more at the 14th annual UBC Farm Aid, this Friday, September 9th at the UBC Farm.
Record, cause here less is more than before. Everything in the store costs a quarter. Faster forward, get a camera recorded. Now there's a berry that's born on every corner. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Got ammo to bust back my trusty pen. The winds are rushing, men and women are lusting. How long do we got till it break? Just depends on whether rims the same price as gems. Life right becomes wrong, wrong becomes right. We fight for life. With the breeze blow swift, every day I get bigger than box rap for Christmas. Some say, why do I spit my story? Tell them you saw me alone with mics talking about life. And you know, just shooting the breeze. Humbly mumble to you people about the birds and the bees, about the war overseas, and they killing our trees. It ain't gonna be nothing left if we ain't gotta believe. Come on.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Thanks for spending your Thursday evening with us. I'm kind of having a flashback to summer, by the way, this weather.
I know. It was funny. Tuesday, the day that school started, it was just like downpour and foreboding and gray. And now apparently the next 2 weeks are gorgeous.
Summer's making a comeback.
We all thought it was over.
Yeah. I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, I'm happy with that all the way around.
So that was one of our fave bands, our buddies from Ozo Matley.
We do play them.
Remember when we went and saw them at the Commodore?
That was ages ago. I know, that was ages and ages ago. Not only are Christian and I husband and wife on the radio show, we're also husband and wife, concert husbands and wives.
Gotta have one, don't you?
My boyfriend loves it. He's
lucky
like,
with
yes,
sight.
Go with Christian to see the shows that I don't want to see.
So Ozo Matley, super entertaining.
Oh my God, they're so
seven,
fun.
Sometimes they're seven, sometimes they're ten. So I'm going to say they're a 10-piece band, and the music they play is absolutely electric, primarily Latin, hip-hop, and rock music. And they formed in 95 in good old Los Angeles. And the members of the band met through their affiliation with the Peace and Justice Center of LA. And I love this. Their first performance was for picketers during a strike. I think that's such a cool way for them to start doing what they do. Street Signs was their third studio album, and it was released in 2004. And that track we just played was called Believe. That was off that album. And in 2005, Street Signs actually won the Grammy Award for Best Latin Rock and Alternative Album. Ozo Matley presents Ozo Kids, is a special family-friendly set that they play that's geared towards performing for children and adults also. And that album was released in 2012. And I believe their most recent album, Place in the Sun, was released in 2014, so they're kind of due for some new material.
Absolutely, and the great thing about Ozo Matley is they blend so many different genres of music together, and it just makes it work so well. And
it's magical.
Like you said, I mean, I've seen them. I saw them in Japan, I saw them in Perth, and I've seen them in Vancouver with you.
Such great energy. Remember when they entered from the back, right?
Yeah, and that's what...
Through the crowd?
That's kind of their signature thing. They do enter from the back and, you know, with drums, and it's kind of like a little bit of a, like, procession, right? And
very tribal.
Very tribal. And then during the show, they'll come back on into the dance floor and have a circle, a performance circle, and they always tell you to get down, and we all have to crouch down, and then you get up, and it's really cool. How they first of all show how much they love playing music and playing to the crowds and appreciate their fans, but they also then engage the crowd in the night, and it's super fun.
It's a fun time. If I remember correctly, it was a long time ago. I think we got down and boogied.
Slightly, just slightly. Maybe that would have had nothing to do with a couple of drinks that we were partaking in at the time as
what,
well.
What, us? I doubt it.
The music, all the music. So Ozo Matley has been heavily involved in social justice over the years. I mean, it's not a surprise when they met through their affiliation with the Peace and Justice Center in Los Angeles. But they made an appearance at TEDxSF, and that was the first musical talk ever given at any TED conference, which... I was quite surprised by that.
Yeah, me as well, actually.
Yeah, I thought there would be a few by now. Anyway, they mixed a discussion and sound to explore the challenges and promises of musical identities in a global age, which sounds very interesting. And then in 2010, they performed the original song Never Again with the, oh God, I hope I get this right, the Agosa Shalom Youth Village for the Enough Project and Downtown Records Raise Hope for Congo compilation. Proceeds from this fund, this compilation funded efforts to make the protection and empowerment of Congo's women a priority, as well as inspire individuals around the world to raise their voices for peace in Congo. And that area of Africa is rife with war and has been for a long time. And we all know that war affects some of the most vulnerable, including women and children. So
yeah, definitely.
Love that Ozo Matley was involved in that.
Yeah, and I guess War Child is kind
there's a new one
involved in the same kind of vein as that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And War Child,
a great organization,
really amalgamates kind of you know, what we try and highlight here, music and advocacy together, and they do that really well. They have a lot of compilation CDs with artists.
They do, they do. Before that, we had Plants and Animals with We Were One from their latest album that came out this year called Waltzed In from the Rumbling. They're from Montreal, and the trio began playing together as kids and emerged on the international scene around 2008. Their first full-length album, called Park Avenue, which is an absolutely tremendous album, was shortlisted for the 2008 Polaris Music Prize and nominated. They were nominated for a 2009 Juno Award for that album also. And in February, they announced the release of their latest album, which is their fourth full-length effort, and they started a tour, or they're starting a tour later this month, but again, no Vancouver dates have been announced yet, so hopefully we'll hear something from them about playing the Imperial or something like that.
Orpheum. Orpheum's always good. It's just criminal. But in the other vein, I was just thinking, you know, it's funny, fall, out of, you'd think summer would be a more... popular time to come to Vancouver and play, but I feel like fall has a really solid lineup.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like spring and fall are like the two hot concert going seasons for me, at least.
Well, and next week it's ridiculous. On the 15th is Scratch Lee Perry, which is an amazing reggae artist, you know, one of the grandfathers of reggae. Then the block party's on Friday, which I'm going to. I'm very excited. And then Saturday, which we're going to see, is Charles Bradley and the Extraordinaires. Like, what a trifecta.
That's a trifecta if I ever have heard one. You got it.
Well, let's funk it up a bit.
Why not?
So
what do we got coming?
We've got Rory and Jaden Smith with their song Losing Your Mind from the great... Have you finished watching it?
I have.
The Get Down. I love it.
Don't say too much in case listeners out there haven't quite reached the you know, sixth episode.
Absolutely. So The Get Down is a new Netflix series. There's only six episodes. It's a two-part first season. So six episodes now, six episodes, I think, in 2017. And it's a musical drama television series set in the South Bronx in the late 70s, created by Baz Luhrmann, who is an amazing Australian director with films like Moulin Rouge, Romeo and Juliet, Australia, and Strictly Boring, which no one in Canada would know about, but that's a great Australian film. I don't know about you, but I could really see Baz Luhrmann's stamp throughout that whole series that I was watching.
Absolutely.
It's so fanciful and so gorgeously directed and filmed, and yeah, it was awesome. And the other creator is Stephen Adley Gurgis, if I got that right, and it debuted a couple of months ago in August, so just last month, and it was actually announced in February of 2015 after Luhrmann had spent over 10 years developing the concept.
That's a serious investment of time.
But that also makes me feel really happy that he spent that time, because obviously he wanted to do justice to that really important time in musical history.
Well, and if you look at the people he has involved in this.
I know, Nas is involved.
Grandmaster Flash. Curtis Blow.
I know, like all these hip-hop legends. And I love that they actually created a hip-hop boot camp to educate the young actors, which I thought
was super
cute. That's
great. Brings a little more authenticity to it.
Yeah, and the series is described as a mythic saga of how New York and at the brink of bankruptcy gave birth to hip-hop, punk, and disco. And it takes place in the Bronx Tenements, the Soho art scene, Studio 54, which we all know was a huge scene back in the day, and the just-built World Trade Center.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
It's a great program. Check it out for sure if you haven't watched it yet.
So fun. Yeah. It's such a fun show.
So a little bit about the artists behind this track. So Rory Smith, he's an American musician from Atlanta, Georgia, and known for his eclectic sound, mixing soul, hip-hop, and folk for a great blend and style. He released his first mixtape titled Indigo Child in 2014, and the same year he announced that he signed a deal with Columbia Records as well. He was shortlisted for the BBC's Sound of 2015 and released his debut studio album titled All We Need in October of 2015 as well.
Yeah, and then he's also a vegan, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that's just being socially conscious in itself.
Definitely.
And then the other buddy who's involved, because he is my buddy,
yeah,
involved in this is Jaden Smith, who you might know as Jada Pinkett and Smith and Will Smith's son. And he's actually not only an actor but also a rapper, which takes after his dad. And him, Smith and his siblings are actually youth ambassadors for Project Zambi, which provides assistance in conjunction with Hasbro for Zambian children orphaned by AIDS, which is really cool. And in 2012, Jaden released his first mixtape, The Cool Cafe. Jaden is actually acting in The Get Down. He plays Marcus Dizzy Kipling, which is there's about five, there's a crew of about five that are, I guess, the main actors. So he's one of the Kipling brothers that are involved in this crew. And he's also he's sort of a graffiti artist who tags as Rumi411. And not only, like, The Get Down's, there's so many different things happening at that time. There's the hip hop movement coming out, the DJ movement coming out, the funk and soul and disco movement coming out, but also graffiti as an art form was really just sort of starting out back then as well.
Yeah, yeah, and the show portrays all of those things perfectly.
And beautifully as well.
Yeah, so here comes the music. Here's Losing Your Mind, and this is from Rory and Jaden Smith. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Hey, you!
You know I'm always kicking fly shit. In the streets recognized, we can vibe on the cloud so high to the constellations, but I ain't a sci-fi kid. I used to be a quiet kid. The whole world in front of me, kaleidoscope eyes in fact, a telescope's eyesight can't reveal the things I wanna see. I'm a visionary. Colors vary. So I was abducted by them aliens. I can see the 2086 lady miss please. Baby girl ease down trying to find the one thinking it's me. Swag that I breathe, solitosis, I cannot control it. I'm just going through the motion, hopping in my UFO frame. Black and white souls. And my new half. Oh.
For all of you yoga enthusiasts out there, Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland is hosting a 10-hour team relay consisting of 10 one-hour yoga sessions. The event will take place at Jonathan Rogers Park on Saturday, September the 10th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. There will also be vendors, salad bars, children's activities, music, and safe spaces for self-care. Register online for free at bigsisters.bc.ca. All levels of expertise are welcome to come and join us on this 10-hour grind. to Wednesday, September the 14th, CITR will be hosting Live at Lunch, a live concert series taking place right outside the UBC Nest. Come by to see some of Vancouver's best bands play for free, or tune in to CITR 101.9 FM to hear the show, featuring Les Chausettes, Mesa Luna, Ashley Shadow, Devourers, Hazy, Mirepoix, and Mare Patineau. That's every weekday between September 6th and 14th, live outside the UBC Nest and on air at
CITR 101.9 FM.
Brought to you by the UBC AMS and CITR, and also thanks to the sponsors Scotiabank, TD, Milk West, Y Yoga, Sage, and Evo. Lunch is served.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR, and we're both, oh yeah, in here.
Yeah. God. Oh, damn, those pipes are good.
Had us dancing a little bit, grooving in the studio.
Got us a little excited.
Yeah, that was Charles Bradley with Ain't It a Sin from his latest album called Changes. Charles Bradley, that guy is amazing. We're going to be seeing him soon.
We are seeing him second row at the Orpheum next Saturday, buddy.
Well done on scooping those ones. So he's an American funk soul R&B singer signed to Daptone Records, which is also the home of Sharon Jones, for those out there that are wondering. His performances...
Wouldn't that be a good duet? Sorry to interrupt. I just had a moment of amazingness.
Yeah, Sharon Jones and Charles Bradley on the same stage would be
amazing. Have you seen Sharon Jones? I saw her in Australia a few years ago and she was phenomenal.
I don't think I have.
Oh, we go get you edumacated.
I know. Back to Charles Bradley. Sorry. His performances and recording style are consistent with Daptone's revivalist approach, celebrating the feel of funk and soul music from the 60s and 70s. When he was 14, me and you were talking during the break there, he's had kind of a tough life. So he ran away from home due to his poor living conditions. His bedroom was in a basement with a sand floor, and he ran away from those conditions, lived on the streets during the day, and slept nights in subway cars for over 2 years. And later he enlisted in Job Corps, which eventually led him to Bar Harbor, Maine, to train as a chef. And then in 1996, while in Brooklyn, he began making a living moonlighting as a James Brown impersonator in local clubs under the name Black Velvet. And you could hear him wailing on that last track. That's got James Brown written all over it, does it not?
Absolutely. And I mean, that's the thing. He's gone through such a hard time. I think his mum gave him up to his maternal grandparents or something like that when he was very young. They only reconnected in the mid-90s when he was in Brooklyn. And you hear about all these kids sort of, especially you see him on American Idol or whatever, going, oh, I've been working so hard and I can't wait to be, you know, a performer. And they're all of 21. Like someone like Charles Bradley, who really didn't get that famous until like the 2000s, right? Yeah,
probably in his 50s, I'm guessing.
Yeah, 50s or 60s.
Maybe, yeah.
So that's a hard slog to go through. And knowing that you have such a brilliant talent and it's not being recognized, to A, keep the faith, and B, keep doing what you love. You know, you hear of so many people just saying, okay, I haven't made it by this age, I'm giving up. And he never did, which mm-hmm. is resilient.
He definitely took the long road to the top. And that road was plagued with many a hardship as well, including almost dying in the hospital after having an allergic reaction to penicillin. And as well, you know, waking up in his mother's house to commotion and police ambulances were arriving to the scene of his brother's murder, which is just down the road from where he was. So his brother was murdered as well. So tough road to the top, and a number of hardships probably have influenced his music quite a bit.
Absolutely. I mean, you talk about pain being some of the best muses for some of the classic songs out there. You know, you just, anything that really moves you, obviously there's been some heartache or you know, some sort of struggle that people have gone through, because otherwise you can't sing like that, right? And I mean, yes, a lot of his songs are upbeat and funky and soul, but, you know, soul was built around the fact of injustice and you know, coming out from the cotton fields and things like that, you know, back then with the black gospel music, and then coming out through that and the black power movement in the 60s and civil rights movements, you know, that all came from an injustice. So that obviously, I mean, I would hate for everyone to go through pain and suffering to create beautiful music, but it sure does help by the sounds of things.
A lot of the time, meaningful music, I think, that's where it's derived from, pain and sorrow. And hardship.
Yeah.
You know, not all the time. I don't want to paint all music with the same brush, but yeah. A good portion. Like you hear artists speak about like periods of time in their life when they wrote the best music, and it was usually when they were really depressed.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how many times I've heard that from artists. So.
Absolutely. It's like music is their tonic or their vehicle to try and understand what their emotions are inside. So, yeah, and he's not even, like, he's really sort of exploded in the last couple of years, right, which is, you know, I feel like he's going to become more well-known, and you know, he totally deserves this recognition.
For sure. Without a doubt.
Yeah, so he, while he was performing Black Velvet, he eventually was discovered by the co-founder of Daptone Records, and he released his debut album, No Time for Dreaming, in 2011, and he's subject of a documentary, Soul of America, that premiered in South by Southwest in 2012.
I've never seen that, have you?
No, maybe we should have a movie night.
That's got to get added to my list of must-sees.
Yeah, I've started writing a list of must read, must see, must listen to books, movies, and music. That was only in 2012, and his new album. So his third, and this is only his third album. If you think, you know, where he is right now, 2016, called Changes, and it features a cover of the Black Sabbath song Changes, which our buddy over here loves the heavy metal, so he's doing a bit of an air guitar as we're talking. And like we mentioned, playing Vancouver Saturday, September 17th at the Orpheum. We are going. You should buy tickets and come along too. Come and say hi if you see us.
We'll be the second row.
Second row.
Seat dancing. 11 and 12 or something like that.
I think it's 36 and 37 if I remember
correctly.
I was
close.
But, yeah, definitely support someone that's had some hard times.
Before that, we played Usurer and Dower featuring Nana Cherry, which she has the best name in the league, I think. That was a track called 7 Seconds from The Guide. And Yusa Nador is a Senegalese singer, percussionist, songwriter, composer, and occasional actor. And throw a businessman on top of there as well, and politician. This guy does pretty much everything.
Talk about multitasking.
I know. In 2004, Rolling Stone described him as perhaps the most famous singer alive in Senegal and much of Africa as well. From April 2012 to October 2012, he was actually Senegal's Minister of Tourism and Culture. And then later on the following year, he was their Minister of Tourism and Leisure as well.
Yeah, and he was born in Dakar in Senegal, and at age 12 he began to perform, and within a few years was performing regularly with the Star Band, which was one of the most popular groups in that area in the 70s. He also formed his own ensemble in 1975, Étoile de Dakar, I hope I said that right, and by 91 he was opening his own record studio, and by 95 his own record label. You know, like we said, he's a multitasker. He's released 32 albums to date, which is insane.
Prolific.
And 7 Seconds was released in 1994 as a single performed by Yasur and Nina Cherry. And I don't know if you remember it. I remember it vividly coming out, and it was, you know, it had some really powerful things to say, obviously, if you heard just then. And it reached top three in several countries, including UK, Germany, Australia, Russia, and Poland. And he's toured internationally for 30 years, won his first Grammy Award for his CD, Egypt, in 2005, as well as he's like a proprietor of a wider circulation of newspaper in Senegal, a radio station, and a TV channel.
How does he have enough time to do all this?
And nominated for the Goodwill Ambassador of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations in October 2000.
So to just wrap things up about this fella, in Senegal, he's a really powerful cultural icon and actively involved in a number of social issues. In 85, he organized a concert for the release of Nelson Mandela, who obviously all of us have heard of. He was a featured performer in 1988 for the Amnesty International Human Rights Now tour as well. So really involved not only in a number of business ventures, but ventures that are involved with social issues and social justice as well. Switching gears a little now, we're going to go to a Canadian band here. We're going to play some Wake Owl. So singer-songwriter Colin Cameron leads Wake Owl. He is now a Vancouver native, however, originally born and raised in Southern California before relocating here to our great city of Vancouver. After graduation, he trained in organic agriculture at Emerson College in England, and worked on a number of different farms throughout the UK, Germany, Chile, as well as in Canada. And Colin found his travels over this time to be a catalyst for writing songs. And it was upon his return to Vancouver that he decided it was time to start recording what he had written on his journey, and thus began the recording process of the Wild Country EP. So in March of 2014, Wake Owl's debut album, The Private World of Paradise, was released. And what album is this song from?
This song is from Wild Country.
There we go. So it's from the EP. So here's Wake Owl with Gold from Wild Country. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
since you find love or salvation in what they do. A heart is built of gold. The fairies, they are too. It's in the hands you hold. How long can we ignore? We build a little more, and then we break our truth. Trade.
child. Your pleasant nose, no limits. Your voice is like a metal lyre. But your soul is like the ocean, mysterious. And I will look up a coffee for the road.
Troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad. No, that's all that is.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. We got about 10 minutes left in the program, and we've got a bunch of songs still to play. So we're going to back announce and keep the good times rolling. So that was No Aloha with Green Out from their latest album called Deluxe. They're a Canadian band from Montreal and have supported the Strummerville compilation in the past. So great group, love their new album, check it out.
And before that we had Bad Not Good from their album four.
It's their fifth album, but they call it four.
Okay, I had a moment because it's Roman numerals, and I always get confused. Like I know X is 10, V is 5.
You're pretty.
Thank God I'm not born in the fucking Roman time. Sorry about that, Mom. They're from Toronto, Ontario, and that song was Speaking Gently.
And before that, we had Frazee Ford with One More Cup of Coffee, which is a great Bob Dylan cover. What's up next?
We have the Pack AD, another fantastic Canadian band, this time from Vancouver. Two girls that rock really goddamn hard. They formed in 2006 and has so far released 6 studio albums. This song that we're going to be playing is Positive Thinking, is the album?
Yes, and this is called Yes, I Know.
Yes, I Know.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. We'll be right back. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR just before 7:30. And next up is Ben with the Spice of Life. So keep it locked on CITR for the rest of the evening. Great programming coming up. Again, that was the Paquet Day with Yes I Know from their latest album called Positive Thinking. Some great Vancouver bred material there. And we've got one more track for you. This is a great band that I stumbled upon a couple of Vancouver folk music festivals ago.
I stumbled upon them over the Ellen DeGeneres show.
You're not supposed to admit things like that on air.
I'm honest and transparent with my listeners.
Apparently you are. So we're going to play some Lucius. They're a five-piece indie pop band from good old Brooklyn, New York. They've worked with Oxfam since 2013 when they contributed a demo version of their song Until We Get There to the yearly Oxfam Summer Jams compilation. And with the release of their latest album, Good Grief, they're partnering again with Oxfam America. And this is a great song. It's called Madness, and it's from Good Grief. And before we play that, though.
Thanks for listening, and be good to one another. See you in 2 weeks.
There we go.
I had a dream where you were standing there with a gun up to my head. You were asking how it felt, to which I said, I cannot lie. There is a tingling down my spine. You have revenge, I'll have it too. What's mine is yours, and yours is mine. Then you laughed, you said I was a poet, and you loved my use of words. We had better get a move on, or they'll find us. My heartbeat didn't get a moment. It was racing up the hill, we could be doomed. Times after us, fear after time. Chanel.